Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Tsego is a USA-born South African R&B trap king who signed with Family Tree in 2015 thereabouts and has been part of some of the biggest hits out of South Africa since then. You might know the song he did with King Monadawu, featured on his album actually, titled No Lie, which was a cult hit. And I mean, he's no stranger to making such hits, so I mean, Tsego's the man. Interesting fact, he was born to ordained ministers, which is super interesting considering what he sings about. But anyway, he's got his own life, right? Anywho, here's a review for his new project titled Three Piece. Africa, moody sick. My name is MJ Omota and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Hopefully you're doing good, staying safe. We're still in this thing, so yeah, it is what it is. But anywho, let's do this thing. If you do like this podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJWemoto, MJWEMOTO, and buy me a coffee or two or three. Let's do this. Tsego, Three Piece.
The latest African album review is
Three Piece was released July 16, 2021 under 25/8 Entertainment with exclusive license to Universal Music South Africa. It has three tracks, 8 minutes and 43 second runtime, three features. Tsego self-produced on all three tracks, fully on track three, and then with the help of Ali Keys and Zaydox on the other two tracks, and also Dave Monday played guitar. The project is mixed by Lutando Luchi Pihlela and mastered by Neil T for Neil T Music Studios.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
The three-piece project opens up with my favorite song, which the song is called My Favorite Song, just saying, which features Shekinah, and the tempo is perfect to break the ice. The intro starts off with a quote that says, as he talks, he paints a picture with words and with gestures. And this comes from the function of gestures speech of, would you believe it, 1950. Crazy, crazy. This refers to how much Tsego can create the vividness in his music, which is true. It has, I think you'd want to call it like a tropical island feel with dancehall feel to it. And Tsego doesn't hold back lyrically, while Shekinah does a wonderful job of matching the energy on the delivery. I mean, she's got the voice though. There's some super dope guitar licks on this track as well, which you should check them out. Next up is the song New, where you get that R&B trap sound with the talents of Flame and Blackie, who've worked together in the past. And Tsego is talking about having so many women, too many women, that he needs clones of himself to keep up with, you know, the attention. Young, rich, and in demand, I guess. Flame drops a fire chorus, which is as raw as you'd expect from him, while Blackie does not miss at all, and he has this sing rap situation under his grip. There's plenty of melody for what I would describe as a largely gangster vibe, if you really want to call it that. Was surprisingly good for me. Only If You Like is the third and final entry of Three Piece, and it reminded me of why sometimes Tsego's delivery has a little The Weeknd in it, especially from songs such as Low Life or Coming Out Strong. Stylistically, there are plenty of similarities, and I'd love to hear the two on a record together sometime. This one has a bit more pop in it, together with that R&B, of course, and could be one that does well in the foreign markets. I really liked the chorus on this one and just the overall feel to it. And this is the song that Tsego produced fully by himself, and it shows another level altogether.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Tsego's talent for me has never been in doubt, ever. he's one of those artists you knew was gonna go far for real because he had the voice, he had the look and the personality. The short 3-track project here proves that without a single doubt. The content is what I expected from him because he showcases a lifestyle that one can associate with a young man of many talents and deep pockets that is exploring somewhat of a fast life, maybe with less detriment to it than the term would suggest. There's a lot of sex, partying, maybe even a little substance taking. The studio life, heartbreak, groupie life, success, money, the works. You get it on this short project. The cover for 3-piece in itself was quite interesting as well. Looks like Tsekgo is wearing a headpiece with a snake on it. Creative and weird at the same time. If you've watched the visualizers for, I think, can't remember which of the 3 songs is a visualizer, but the snake is actually moving, eh? It's like a live snake and you're thinking, damn, okay. You know us as Africans with the snake situation. But I'ma let that one go. The quality of the music was that upper echelon when it comes to that mixing and the overall master, and I found it a joy to vibe to it and also appreciate that level attained because, I mean, you know, Tsekgo's been doing his thing, and with Universal Music behind it as well, I'm pretty sure they don't want to touch anything that's not good. So it's quality.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
3-piece is a great project overall to really whet your appetite and get you ready for more. I particularly like that of the 3 songs there, all 3 had their unique place and individually sounded independent of the others. It wasn't hard to hit the repeat button thanks to the length of the project. Likewise, the songs were very, very good and easy on the ear, so to pick just one would be doing the others a disservice, which I'm not willing to do because they're all so different and great. Otherwise, that's it for me. My name is MJ Omota, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Ndende.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.